Last Wednesday, we celebrated the 30th anniversary of the dedication of this church, a place where we gather together, not only on Sunday, but on other occasions to celebrate our faith. And so on that celebration, we also presented the five-year pastoral plan for this parish. Members of the pastoral council presented to Father Gerardo, our pastor, and then Father Gerardo presented to the bishop, Daniel. And so this weekend, we wanted to present this five-year pastoral plan to you, to see that this pastoral plan is a gift from God to us, that he wants us to, in a way, continue growing in our faith journey, in our relationship with God. And this can be a tool in order to accomplish that goal. So I have Jerry Apin, chair of the Pastoral Council, who will share a few words with you.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Jerry Apin, member of the Pastoral Council. I'm here today to present to you the new five-year pastoral plan for the St. Elizabeth Ann Seton faith family. This pastoral plan was the result of 8 months of spiritual discernment and discussions by the pastoral council with our pastor and parochial vicars, and with your input and guidance from the Holy Spirit. We all believe that this plan will allow our community to move from where we are now to our vision to be engaged, to be empowered, to be extraordinary, to be holy, to belong, and to be a faith community that is inviting to all. Well, now that we have this plan, now comes the hard part. This is where you come in. We will have to develop the tasks needed to implement this plan and put this into action. This will require that we all need to know the heart of Jesus by being evangelizers of our faith, that we all need to experience the Holy Trinity in the life of the church by participating in the family life of this parish, that we all need to receive the fire of the Holy Spirit by being involved in all the faith formation activities, and that we all need to participate in the liturgy with our Heavenly Father by being a part of all the liturgical and social celebrations here at St. EIS. We need all of us to be active participants in this new journey of faith. Like Father Jose said, last Wednesday we celebrated the 30th anniversary of this diverse and dynamic church. This church that we all call home, our home, a place of welcoming, of spiritual growth, and of fellowship. A place where we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, and guided by the Holy Spirit, we do great things. But we believe that the new pastoral plan will allow us to be even better, yes, better than great, a small step towards another 30 amazing years of this vibrant church. A copy of this plan is available in the parish hall after Mass, and to continue with our 30th anniversary celebration, please also join us in the parish hall after Mass for a small reception. Well, we created a video to introduce this plan to all of you. Let's watch it now.